In the heart of the Indiana University campus is a veritable trove filled with invaluable artifacts. Not very many people know about it. It's called the Lilly Library, and it's due for a visit. Luckily, this treasure trove is open to the public. That said, it's a little different than a regular library. First off, you have to go through the librarian at the front desk, who will ask you to check your bags in the locker room. Then you approach another set of locked doors where you wait for a click. And open to find the Lily's reading room. This is where anyone can read rare books and manuscripts, even comic books. Christoph Ermscher is an English professor, and he spends a lot of time in the reading room. Christoph found a schedule that poet Sylvia Plath wrote for her child's nanny. He says that Plath was enormously compulsive. She typed out everything from her responses to complaining students, notes, letters, and this schedule that left no room for improvisation. But then, you flip over this pink sheet of paper. Remember, this is not a reprint, but the original paper, and Plath's poet husband Ted Hughes had used the back of her schedule to scrawl out a few verses. Hughes and Plath had a tumultuous relationship that ended in Plath's suicide. For Christoph, there's so much to be taken from seeing unpublished manuscripts like this one. Joel Silver, the Lilly Library's curator of books, brought one of his favorite items out of the stacks. This book, this very book he's looking at right now, was made in 1623. The Lilly has all kinds of special materials. They have a Gutenberg Bible, handwritten letters from Charles Darwin, a first edition of Mein Kampf, and a 4-foot-long first edition of Audubon's Birds of America, a book they also have in miniature form.